Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. Today, on this episode, I figured we have a very, very rough conversation. I figured I'd open up with you, you open up with me, we learn from each other, you know, and we go from there. Today, we are going to be talking about boundaries. And I know this is a very hard conversation for a lot of people because there are some people who don't know how to, establish boundaries. There's other people who don't know how to respect boundaries. There's a few other people who just don't know what boundaries are in general or how to establish them. And I'm here to help you understand that boundaries are a healthy thing. Boundaries are absolutely necessary. You understand what I'm saying? In terms of the talking stage, the dating stage, relationships, and even marriage. Boundaries are healthy for every single relationship you have. Let me explain to you why. See, a boundary, and this is where most people get it wrong. People tend to believe that if you say you need boundaries or you need more boundaries, they hear that you're telling them to push the world away. They hear that you're telling them to like isolate or almost like stay out of the way or force people away. It's not at all what a boundary is. See, a boundary in its essence is for safety purposes. A boundary is you getting in that car and you finna take that trip to wherever the fuck you going. That seatbelt, that thing you take and you wrap it across your chest to click it in, that's a boundary, which is there for safety. It's there to make sure you can't go any further than you like to away from this seat. Just in case something happens, like a car crash, you're restricted to this certain area. You understand what I'm saying? That's a boundary. A boundary is when you get on that roller coaster and you click that motherfucking thing in, that thing that crossed your lap for safety purposes, that's a boundary. It's there for restriction, for very valid reason. You understand what I'm saying? Let me explain to you. That seatbelt that you click, that motherfucking whatever that thing is, y'all know what I'm talking about. The little thing that go across the lap bar, yeah, it's not comfortable. It's not meant to be comfortable. Boundaries are uncomfortable. Sometimes your own boundary can be uncomfortable to you. But let me tell you something. Boundaries are not to please anybody. Boundaries are in place for everyone. Boundaries have a very specific purpose. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of time, people be out here dating and they're misunderstanding the difference between a boundary and an ultimatum. See, an ultimatum is when you tell somebody you have no choice. This is what it's going to be. This is what it is. And you change or else. That's not a boundary. A boundary is simply saying what you can and cannot deal with, what you can and cannot handle. You understand what I'm saying? A boundary, simple words to help people put boundaries in places. This doesn't work for me. It may work for somebody. It just don't work for me. And that's very commendable in saying. That's very respectable to say. But see, an ultimatum is when you say, you're going to start treating my birthday like it matters to you or I'm leaving. That's not healthy. That's not a good thing. But see, a boundary is at the bare minimum. At the bare minimum, you're going to talk to me with respect. You're not going to call me out of my name because if you can disrespect my character, if you can disrespect me as a person, there's no respect for me at all. See, any disrespect is a sign of no respect. You can't halfway respect a person. Either you respect them wholly or you don't respect them at all. You'd never see somebody say, oh yeah, I kind of respect them. I kind of respect what they got going on. It don't happen like that. It's either disrespect or no respect at all. And with ultimatums, you basically saying, do it for me and da-da-da-da-da with a consequence to follow. But see, a boundary, if you, I'll explain to you like this. You see, God said, above all else, protect your heart, right? God said this. Above all else, protect your heart. Even when someone goes against the boundaries you've set forth, it's still on you to forgive them. And I know that sounds hard, but y'all know what God's about. It's on you to forgive them. Even if they go against whatever your boundary is, even if they're not as respectable as you like them to be to you, you still have to forgive them. Because God says forgive. But let me tell you something. God didn't say I got to tolerate. God didn't say it was a necessity for you to be here in my life, for you to feel this certain position. Yeah, I forgive you, but you're still fired. All is forgiven. Sorry you couldn't show up for work on time, but you're still fired. I'm not tolerating this behavior. See, because when you stepped outside the line of that boundary, you showed me you couldn't respect it. You showed me it wasn't important to you. You showed me you didn't give a fuck what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, you're now on this outside. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you? God said, you must forgive. God never said, God told me I got to forgive, not tolerate. So, you know, boundaries are in place for a reason. I'll give you a boundary of mine. When I'm dating, it's essential for me to only put up with energy I generated. So like if something pissed you off and now you got this attitude and you think you're finna take it out on me, I will politely exit the conversation. I will politely get off the phone with you. I will politely step right on out your way so you can reflect that attitude on everybody else. It's not for me. If I didn't pull that energy out of you, I don't have to sit and tolerate it. That's a boundary for me. A boundary is saying I will not let this negativity rub off on my positivity. And a lot of times people lead with negativity. I'd rather a person just come to me and say, hey, I missed you. I wanted to see you today. Then where have you been? Why you ain't called me? Okay, you missed me. You want to see me? Okay, that energy is definitely mutual. Let's connect on it. But the moment you tell me, goddamn, why ain't you doing this? I had no obligation to do this. We're dating. This is a talking stage. Like, why does people take those expectations and just fling it on other people? Boundaries are not expectations. Boundary is telling somebody what line they cannot cross. A boundary could be a healthy boundary. I'm not in a relationship with, or I'm just dating, come over my house. If that's your boundary, that's your boundary. Nobody can tell you different, because let me tell you something. What we have to understand is that other people's boundary are not a reflection of us. See, niggas will believe that, oh, she don't want to invite me over because she might not fuck with me like that, or she don't want to do this, or she don't want to do that. No, that just may be her form of safety, that seatbelt. This is how she know to protect her space, because energy's transferable, right? You come in here with that bad motherfucking mojo, now that mojo lasting around this motherfucker for 10, 12 years. You know, however long the motherfucker lasts. You know what I'm saying? 10, 12 minutes, 10, 12 days, 10, 12 months. Same thing. I can't afford that in my life. So you keep that negativity over there. But for certain, other people's boundaries are not a reflection of you, who you are, right? Some women don't like to be kissed on a first date. That's their boundary, their preference. That's what they choose to do. That's what they set forth for their own life. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do whether you got soft lips or not. She don't give a fuck. Because her boundaries are more important than your expectations. And I don't think people know that. My boundaries are more important to me than your expectations. You understand what I'm saying? Let me explain something to you. You know how, let's take heartbreak into consideration. All right? When people get their heartbroken, they need to set boundaries going forward. See, most people just check themselves out the game and they say, I'm done dating. I don't want to do it no more. But it's absolutely necessary for you to set boundaries after such trauma. Let me explain to you why. Imagine you break your arm, right? Bear with me. You break your arm. The moment you go to the doctor, you know what they do? Clean it up. And what they do, they wrap a big ass cast around it. They've now put a boundary on your arm, right? So it can't bend in certain directions, or it won't be exposed to water, whatever it is. You have a boundary, a restriction now that's limiting your growth to where it can only repair. It can only piece itself back together. And that's what you have to do with your heart. The moment you get heartbroken, you got to come out of that thing saying, I am now putting a boundary around this. In whatever form you deem it to be worthy, nobody could tell you what your boundaries are. Nobody can tell. I don't give a fuck how anybody feels about your boundaries. Major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesco.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way, and she'll find out to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us...
or cry.
Then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
You put them in place to protect you. You put them in place to mend you, to heal you. Oh, man. She say she ain't having sex for 3 months. She making niggas wait 90 days. If that's her boundary, that's her boundary. If nobody can get her boundary, her body, that's her boundary. She has every right to put a restriction on. Man, I don't think they hear me for real. She got every right to put whatever restriction on her body, her mind, her heart, because in all of that is what you're trying to protect. You understand what I'm saying? All of that is your sanctum. Is your space for you. Absolutely necessary. When you get into a relationship, right? When you get into a relationship, when you get into a marriage, everything, regardless of how you take this or not, everything has a contract, right? Contracts are put in place. So both parties respect boundaries. When you get into a relationship, you guys should sit down and say, baby, this is what works for me. This is what doesn't work for me. When you sit down and you say, okay, we finna be monogamous, no outside party can enter this. That's a boundary, right? If we do a better job at setting boundaries up front and saying what we can and we can't deal with, I guarantee your relationship will be a lot more prosperous, for sure. You got to go in saying what you're not tolerating. I cannot do this. It does not work for me. This makes me feel less than, so I would prefer for you not to do this. Some people boundaries, like for example, some people say, I don't want my man to make new female friends after we get in a relationship. And I am okay with that. I understand. Fuck do I need to make new friends for? Don't get me wrong. Whoever was in your past is there. You know what I'm saying? They're already a part of your life, your story. But I'm not going out seeking new female friends when I got this, my boo right here. You understand what I'm saying? She's here for a reason. She should be my most important friend. You know, nobody can tell you what boundary is good for you. You just got to figure that out for yourself. But you let nobody cross the line on what your boundaries are. You let nobody cross the line on what you've set for yourself. You must respect your own boundaries. Nobody going to respect your boundaries if you don't. No one will. Because they're for you. They to protect you. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't go around saying, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, nobody's going to feed you. You got to be vocal. right? Y'all heard the term, motherfucking a squeaky wheel get the grease. Keep standing on them boundaries, making people respect them. And if they don't, the hell with them. Peace out. Some people got certain boundaries in relationships like, yeah, I'm not comfortable. And it's me personally, too. This is one of mine. I'm not personal with who I'm in a relationship with, still being friends with their ex. It don't work for me. It just don't work for me. It's a boundary of mine. Y'all think less of me. Y'all call me less of a man. It just don't work for me. You understand what I'm saying? Because for me, in my life, who I've dated, my exes, you know what I'm saying? They cool. We not friends. You know what I'm saying? We cordial. We not friends. Because for damn sure, my future is more important than my past. You understand what I'm saying? I don't think y'all heard me. Y'all couldn't have heard me. My future is more important to me than my past. So for somebody to say I can't be friends with my ex, I solely understand. I'm cool with that. I don't mind that. We could be cordial, but nothing more than that. Because at that point, it begins to become disrespectful to your current relationship. And nobody can tell you what your boundaries are. You feel me? I don't think y'all hear me, man. You know, boundaries are so, they're necessary. They're needed. Absolutely needed. Boundaries, and I that's why I said what I said earlier. Boundaries are even needed for marriage. I'm not comfortable with my wife just out here walking around like she ain't got no ring on her finger. I'm not doing that. Huh? Unless you're a doctor and you digging in people's bodies and shit, baby, don't take that ring off. You take that ring off, you're going to have to see me. Yeah, we got to duke it out. Meet me in the bedroom, baby. Get the sock and boppers. Y'all remember the sock and bopper gloves? Yeah, get them going. Meet me in the bedroom. I'm about to knock you out. Because you acting different out here. You acting different out here in these streets. But in real life, that's a boundary of mine. It's absolutely needed for me. We set boundaries with every single person. We should set boundaries with every single person in our life. Whether it's a coworker relationship. They don't know you like that. You would say it yourself, my coworker shouldn't be speaking on my motherfucking personal life. You don't know me like that. That's a boundary. Regardless if you know it or not. Right? Your boss, right? Your employer. They can't compliment on how good you look today. There's a certain formal versus informal thing going on. That's a boundary that people must respect. So how come we can respect it in the corporate world? We can respect it when a paycheck is on the line, but we can't respect it in our own relationships. We can't respect it in our own friendships. You understand what I'm saying? Your boundaries are not to please. Your boundaries are to protect. A boundary of mine, y'all know it. Not everybody could just meet my son. It don't happen like that. It's a boundary for me. I think I say this shit every episode. It's a boundary for me. It's meant to protect the mind of my child. I don't want my child growing up thinking his daddy was Deuce Bigelow because he kept trying with this woman. It didn't work. Tried with this woman. I saw him with this woman. Saw him like this. No, that's not what we doing. That boundary is to protect the mind of my child, protect the innocence of my child. Everybody's just not welcome in that space. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer that your boundaries should be one of the first things you speak on when you meet new people. And I'm saying, listen, let me make this clear. Not speak on to them. I should say, boundaries should speak up when you meet new people. Because you don't have to explain to people what your boundaries are. You ain't got to. Because they just going to try to shape and conform to those boundaries so they still fit in whatever part of your life. Let me tell you something. You ain't got to tell them. Show them. You ain't got to tell nobody what your boundaries are. You ain't got to tell nobody you don't tolerate disrespect, because if they disrespect you and you don't tolerate it, they'll know. Never got to question it again. You understand what I'm saying? Your boundaries should speak up when you meet new people. If you work super early in the morning and you say, I don't take calls after 9 o'clock, nobody get past that boundary. No one gets past that boundary. So when a nigga come calling you at 11:30, midnight, saying, yo, what you up to, girl? I was trying to see you, da da da. My boundary, I told, my boundary is 9:30. I'm asleep by 9:30 and you ain't respecting that. Oh yeah, gotta go. Next, what are we doing? What are we doing? You understand what I'm saying? But boundaries are overly necessary. We got to make sure we're putting these things in place. And you should have boundaries for yourself. And you should have boundaries for your relationship. Two completely different things. You understand what I'm saying? A boundary for self is simply saying, I don't drink pop. Right? So anybody trying to force that on you, if you don't respect that boundary, you ain't good for me, because I just told you what does not work for me. If you don't eat meat, if you don't fucking wear lotion, I don't know. You know, simple shit. If it does not work for you, you don't have to explain that to people. Get them the fuck out of here. Let's get somebody new who's actually going to respect these boundaries going forward. Because we ain't got to make this harder than it got to be. I'm not, let me tell you what people do in relationships. Listen. In relationships, people will get into it, right? And this is a healthy boundary I want everyone watching this podcast to implicate. Everybody. People get in relationships and they'll get into an argument, right? And it'll leave them in like this dysfunctional place. They'll just go without talking about it, right? This is called a relationship reset, right? They'll go without talking about it. And then the moment that they mend that, now you back happy just to be talking to this person, so you don't even address what the problem was. A very, very healthy habit to implement is not accepting relationship resets from people. Tell them, listen, I know our last conversation was kind of rough, but I prefer us to address it. Because let me tell you something. When though so many things goes unaddressed, when so many different things go by without being addressed, it builds up a resentment. You won't like your fucking 12th thing about this motherfucker. You just can't stand. You just can't see past, but you ain't speaking on it. Y'all ain't getting to the bottom of it. You want him to change and do different, but you keep accepting this relationship reset. So it'll never fix. Until it boils over and y'all just not together no more. Stop resetting. Address the issue. Make it a boundary of yours to where when there is an issue, it must be addressed. Because if we care about each other enough, we're going to get through it. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to get through it. And in March, middle of March, I'm coming out with these lost lover boy, lost lover girl journeys. This is going to be called journals. I'm sorry, journeys. I'm thinking of the shoe store and shit. You know, they got a lot of nice shit up in there, though. My baby love that stuff. But anyway, coming out with these journals. And it'll probably just be called Lost Lover Journals. I ain't really doing a boy and girl. It's too many. Like, we, you know, we, you know. But the divide is too much of a divide. So we're going to do these Lost Lover Journals. And they'll be spaces in there for you to write down your boundaries. What's your number one boundary for the week? There'll be a self-reflection journal, and then there'll be a dating reflection journal. You understand what I'm saying? What's your boundaries for yourself this week? What's a boundary that you're making this new person stand on in your life this time around? Come into it understanding that these boundaries must be respected by you to be respected by them. If you can't respect the boundary for yourself, it'll never work. Nothing will ever work. Because you're just going to be a fucking doormat for heartbreak. You're going to be a goddamn doormat for lost causes out here. And I know you're tired of wasting your goddamn time, because I'm tired of wasting mine. So very, very, very healthy for you. Establish those boundaries for yourself and for that dating relationship. Like, a big boundary these days, what social media does is social media blurs the idea that anyone should have a boundary. It blurs the idea of what boundaries actually even are. Social media has really kind of fucked us up. But boundaries are for self. See, we ain't speaking about boundaries online as we need to. The boundaries are for you. You make every single person in your life follow and respect said boundaries. You understand what I'm saying? I got a boundary with Logan. I'll be eating, and Logan come put his hand in my shit. I just pick up my drink and try to say, oh, whoa, whoa, play a hole. Chime out. You must understand, and I'm so serious. You must understand, this is mine, right? And as you are my child, I have no problem sharing with you whatsoever. I never will. But you got to ask me for this. Because if I let it progress, if I let this child believe what's my dad's is mine, I could take it. He gonna be taking my car one day. He gonna be taking money out of my wallet. That's not what we doing. So you establish boundaries with every single person in your life because they're there to protect you or them. Because it's to protect Logan as well. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Maybe I done cooked y'all. Maybe I done gave y'all a little too much this episode. Maybe I done did too much. If I did too much, just tell me I did too much. I'm sorry. You know, but I'm just big on it. I'm big on lowering your expectations and goddamn outlining your boundaries. Stop thinking people should do things. Right? Don't worry about what they should be doing. That's not your business. Worry about your business. And that's the boundaries you put forth in that relationship. And as long as they're respecting those boundaries, it's healthy. Let's make it happen. Let's do it. Relationships will be a lot more prosperous. Marriage rates will be a lot higher. I'm not no fucking licensed therapist. I'm just a man who thinks, a man who understands the way life works. You understand what I'm saying? And I know things are necessary. Rules are necessary. But the more you go on saying they don't apply to me, the more you're going to have this world fucked up. Stop letting people tell you your boundaries do not apply to them. Stop it. If you don't want to kiss that man on that first date, fuck him. If you don't want to fuck him on the third date, fuck him. You understand what I'm saying? He just ain't the one for you. And fellas, it's the same regard. You understand what I'm saying? Make her respect your boundaries. It's that simple. Anybody who does not respect you. You understand what I'm saying? Man, listen, I done cooked y'all this episode. I'm so, so sorry. But there's a lot of cool things going on in my life right now. I had a very cool weekend. I was at this show. I was in that bitch. Goddamn. Even though I'm not your man, you're not my girl. And I call you my sing. I was in that bitch. I was in my element, you know. I was loving it. I was having a ball. I released some merch, like restocked the merch. That shit sold fast. And I am honored, blessed, and flattered. You understand what I'm saying? Thank you. I'm restocking once more. For everybody who like, I didn't get my olive green. I didn't get my pigment black. I didn't get my ivory. I'm restocking once again. And then right after that, after these go, I'm doing these crew necks, right? And they're going to be yellow and pink, and one's gonna be the pigment black again. It's embroidered this time though. It'll say, I just wanna get this off my chest with my name right there, just in real little. And then on the sleeve, it's gonna have a quote from something I've said before. I think the first one I'm gonna lead with is, what's meant for me will always be right on time. Cause I stand by that. Everybody be thinking I'm looking for my wife. I'm not looking. I know we'll find each other. I know we'll cross paths. I'm not in a rush, because what's meant for me will always be right on time. I'm even doing, and I'm waiting till we finally get to 10,000 subscribers on YouTube before I drop the actual Lost Lover Boy podcast merchandise. It's so cool. It's like this black hoodie. On the back, it has the viewer discretion is advised message. If you have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, you hear me though? It'll have that message on it. And here it'll say Lost Lover Boy podcast. And then it'll like go down and like eventually fade out. I'm even thinking about putting a QR code on there for people can be like, oh, yo, what podcast is that? Oh, it's the Lost Lover Boy podcast. Scan this QR code real quick. It's going to take you to the YouTube of the podcast. Then we all a motherfucking street team out here. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we all working. If that's something y'all want to see, drop it in the comment section. Let me know. Give me other ways to improve because I'm just a black man trying. I'm still new to this. I'm working on the first show. I've decided, yes, I am going to throw a smaller show before I throw the biggest show in June. I just want to see what it's like. I want to dip my feet in, you know what I'm saying? Dip a toe in, you know what I'm saying? Get it wet and see how it goes. I'm shooting in the dark not knowing. You know, but I'm super excited if it's going to be anything like this weekend's event was. I was just hosting. But I was having so much fun hosting. You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait to host my own. What else can I tell you? I saw Cole and Drake. You know, I was actually on the way down there. And my homie called me who does the sound for that concert. He was like, yo, bro, you trying to slide? Hell yeah. Free ski. Stop playing. What's better than a free ski? You know what I'm saying? So it's good to get out, network, make connections, meet new people, shake some hands, kiss some babies. I'm excited about a lot, you know. And I know there's so many people in the world that cares about me and show that they care about me time in and time out. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for purchasing my merchandise. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for, you know, signing on for that raffle. For the people who's entered that raffle, whether you win or not, it means the world to me from the bottom of my heart that you deem me worthy of somebody you want to hang out with, somebody you want to kick it with. And I'm glad I can give that to someone. You, right here, you, I hope you win. I don't even know who I'm talking. You, I hope you win. You know what I'm saying? Let's kick it. Let's have a good time. You know what I'm saying? The more tickets you buy, people are buying in. The more you buy, the greater your chances are in winning. I'm announcing a winner March 23rd. I'm looking forward to everything. I got hit up by motherfucking Converse yesterday. They doing a campaign, and they want your boy to be one of the faces of it. You know how blessed that is? You know how good my life has gotten since I just decided to be happy? I can't express to you enough the love, the care, every message. I try to read every message. I try my best. It's a lot going on right now. A lot of getting shit off my chest. I got some shit on my chest right now. I run out there to the car. Don't play me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm honored. I'm blessed for everybody who support me. My life has changed. You know, it's changing my son's life. It'll eventually change the future Mrs. Wiley's life as well, you know. And I'm grateful. I'm honored. I'm blessed. I appreciate you for rocking with me up until this point. There's so much more cool stuff going on. I just don't know where to start. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart, and peace out.